Mesechta Avodah Perek Hey Mishnah Ches Yain Netzach Aser Ba'aser B'Kosher. Yain Netzach, yain that was poured as an offering to an Avodah Zar, is Aser Ba'anar and would Aser other wine B'Kosher. If even a minute amount of Yain Netzach got mixed up with kosher wine, all the wine would become Aser Ba'anar. Yain B'Yain U'Mayim B'Mayim B'Kosher. Just like we said, Yain Netzach that got mixed up with kosher wine, all of it would become Aser, even if there's only a small amount of Yain Netzach. So too, Mayim Nesach, which is water that was poured as an offering to an Avodah Zarah, would Aser other water for Kosher. If only a small amount of Mayim Nesach got mixed up with regular water, all the water would become Aser Bana. Now that which we said, that Yain Nesach would Aser kosher wine for Kosher, there would be an exception to that rule, which is if the Yain Nesach is in a small vessel, which has a very small opening, and that the Yain Nesach is being poured into the kosher wine, drop by drop, and the opening is very small, and the Yain Netzach can only come out drop by drop. In such a case, we would say kama kama batel. Each drop that falls into the kosher wine would become batel. And even though many more drops fall in, each drop would be batel, and therefore the Yain would be mutter. But if the Yain is being poured from a big vessel, even if it is being poured very slowly, we would not say kama kama batel, and the kosher wine would become usher. Yain b'mayin, umayin b'yayin, if Yain Netzach got mixed up with water, or Mayim Netzach got mixed up with wine, in such a case it would not Aser B'Kosher. If only a very small amount got mixed up, it would not become Aser. It would only be Aser if the Mayim Netzach or the Yain Netzach give flavor to the water or wine that it was mixed into. Zaha Klal, this is the general rule, Min B'Mino B'Mashu V'Shalo B'Mino B'Nosin Tam. If the Yain or Mayim Netzach got mixed up the mino in its own type, the yain got mixed up with yain and the mayim got mixed up with mayim, then the din is that it would aser b'mashu, even a small amount would aser. But if it fell into shalo b'mino, to not its own type, such as the yain fell into mayim or the mayim fell into yain, in such a case it would not aser b'koshu, it would only aser b'nosin tam, if enough of the yain or mayim nesach got poured in that it gives flavor to the water or wine that it was poured into. In such a case, it would be usher. Otherwise, it would be mutter. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes, Eilu Asurim V'Aitrim B'Kolshen. The following things are usher b'hanah, and they usher b'kolshen. If one of the following things got mixed up with similar things that are mutter, even if the thing that is usher is one out of a thousand of the things that are mutter, if they get mixed together, they are all usher. Yain Nesach. If a barrel of Yain Nesach got mixed up with a bunch of barrels of kosher wine, they are all usher b'hanah. The Avodah Zarah. If an idol or a figurine that was worshipped as an Avodah Zarah got mixed up with a bunch of other figurines that are mutter, they would all become Aser Ba'anah. Ve'oros Levuvin. A hide of a behemoth that has a puncture hole where the heart was, as the guy would puncture a hole in the hide of the behemoth, connected the lave of the behemoth, they would pull out the lave and offer it as an offering to the Avodah Zarah, and in such a case, the hide becomes Aser. Now, this hide got mixed up with a bunch of other kosher hides, they all become Aser Ba'anah. Ve'shor Hanisko. A shore that killed a person, the din is that the shore is to be stoned, and that shore is aser b'anah. If the shore gets mixed up with a bunch of other shores, in such a case, they are all aser. The egla arufa. The egla arufa is an eagle that is brought down to the Nachal Esan to have its head chopped off when somebody is found that was killed, and we don't know who killed him. The egla arufa is brought down to the Nachal Esan and is aser b'anah. If it gets mixed up with a bunch of other eagles, they would all become aser b'anah. The tipore mitzora, the bird that a mitzora brings when he's being matar himself from his tzaraat, these birds are aser b'anah. After one of them is shechted, the other one is sent away, and they are both aser b'anah. Usar nazir, the hair of another. Another, after he finishes his nazirat, shaves off his hair, and his hair becomes aser b'anah. If it gets mixed up with other hairs, they are all aser b'anah. Petar chamor. Chamor gives birth to a firstborn. That chamor has to be nifted, has to be redeemed by giving a set to a coin, and until it is redeemed by giving a set to a coin, it is aser b'anah. If it gets mixed up with other chamors, they would all be aser b'anah. U'basar b'chalav, piece of meat that was cooked together with milk, and then that basar b'chalav got mixed up with other pieces of meat, they are all aser b'anah. The sar hamishtaleh, the sar that is sent away to be pushed down the cliff on Yom Kippur, they got mixed up with other serum, they are all aser b'anah. V'chulin shenishchatu b'azara, chulin a behemoth that is not hegdish, that was shechted in the azara, is aser b'anah. You're not allowed to shech chulin in the Azar, if it gets mixed up with other behemoths, they are all aser b'anah. Hari elu asurin, v'oisrim b'kolshein. All these things that we mentioned are aser b'anah, And if they get mixed up with other things that are mutter, they are all usr, even if the thing that is usr is only a koshu, one thing that got mixed up in the south, and they would all be usr. Now, all these things mentioned here in the Mishnah are davar shebaminyan and isuri anah. They are big items that are counted one by one when they are sold. And they're also usr banah. You can't derive any benefit from them. So therefore, they are very chamor, and they would usr as varn shel hetzer b'koshu, even if only one of them got mixed up in a thousand, they would all be usr. But a davar shel isur, which is not usr banah, even if it's a davar shebaminyan, or something that is usr banah, but is not a davar shebaminyan, it would not usr other things shel hetzer b'koshu. Only over here that these things mentioned in the Mishnah are both the davar shebaminyan and usr banah, would they ask the varn shel hetzer b'koshu.